your health connected. It's the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right. Welcome back. It is great to be here with you today. I'm sure there'll be a lot more political talk in the days ahead. I do want to change gears. I want to talk about your health. How are you doing? Got some aches, some pains? You're looking for something that might be able to make you feel a little bit better. I think I was looking at an article. Actually, it was published. What was the website I had just seen the other day? It was on Harvard. Harvard.edu. I think it was a Harvard website. They were talking about health, and they were talking about inflammation. New research is showing that chronic inflammation might be a common factor in a lot of disease, you have. And if we could reduce that inflammation, your health may change. You know, and doctors and researchers are looking at, of course, they're always looking at the cause of sickness in your life. A lot of them are now really beginning to zero in on this problem of inflammation. Because it's connected to all kinds of problems. My next guest is going to be joining me in a moment, Dr. Joel Brindon. You've heard from him before in this program. He's seeing unbelievable fruit from a product that is called Sweetamine. It's glycamine, basically. And he's made the case that, look, this inflammation is connected to all kinds of issues, to diabetes, to eye problems, to problems with your gut, to cancer. Doctors writing in a Scandinavian Journal of Ophthalmology, they reported that eye disease is like age-related macular degeneration. You might have that. You might have glaucoma or cataracts. They can all be traced to inflammation in the eye. So reducing inflammation now, look, it's become a major healthcare effort. It's something I'm aware of. It's something I'm thinking, well, I really got to figure out what causes inflammation in your body. How do you reduce it? Because it will give you, I think it'll give you some longevity. I think it'll give you better health. There are some people that go a little far. They're putting themselves in ice in order to achieve it. But there's a lot of diets out there too. I mean, the keto diet. How many of you are on the keto? Huh? Have you tried the keto or even the Mediterranean diet? They're all geared, believe it or not, to reducing inflammation. So here to fill us in on the latest reports that are coming in and answer your questions too. You might have a question or an experience. Feel free to dial in at 888-914-9149. Love hearing from you. Dr. Joel Brindon joins me right now. And as I said, he researched this extensively. He's a professor of biology and endocrinology at Baruch College of the City University of New York, where he's been teaching there since 86. And it's great to have him here with us. Good afternoon, doctor.
Oh, good afternoon. Great to be back with you, Drew. Got a little bit of a frog in my throat. Looks like not everything is chronic inflammation. We still got the common cold.
Let's talk about that though. Inflammation. I was surprised to hear about eye problems, diabetes, a lot of other issues, all being caused by inflammation. You don't think of that. You think of inflammation affecting different parts of the body, but I wouldn't think that. Explain what inflammation is, why it happens, and what it causes.
Well, okay, that's great. Actually, most scientists now and medical authorities agree that most of the great chronic diseases, whether it's diabetes, arthritis, even heart disease and cancer, are rooted in chronic inflammation. And the big question they have is why. What I found just last month, there was an article that you had mentioned in the Scandinavian Ophthalmology Journal. That's brand new research that links these chronic eye diseases that so many people have, macular degeneration and cataracts and all of that. It's brand new that they've just located the definitive signs of inflammation in the eyes right inside the eyeball, of people who have these conditions. And that when you get really on in age, that gets to be almost everybody. So what is it about inflammation? I think the main thing that is not yet appreciated is that inflammation is really only your body's first defense against infection. It's still generally believed, it's been believed, the prevailing dogma since forever has been that inflammation is a natural response to infection or injury. And what I've discovered, the most important discovery in my own research, has been that that is clearly not true. that inflammation is only there as a response to infection. See, inflammation is basically your body's first response before it can do what it does when it's vaccinated against a disease and make specific chemicals that will target a particular kind of a bug, like the measles virus or some kind of bacteria. Right. It has a less specific immune response, the first responders. And those first responders, well, they're like the first responders who will come and respond to a pileup in the snow on I-90, you know.
Right.
They'll come in and they'll reroute the traffic. They'll call the ambulances, the tow trucks, all of that kind of stuff, and get the traffic moving again. That's what first responders do. But you know what? They're armed, but the guns never leave their holsters unless there are some bad actors on the scene. Well, your body's set up in the same way with your immune system. These cells, they're called macrophages. It means big eaters, because whenever there is injury, they come around and they gobble up the mess. But when there are bacteria, when they sense the presence of some microbe, like the signature of bacteria, the chemical signature of a fungus or a virus, then they go into activated mode and they start basically shooting the place up. And it basically is to try and kill whatever has gotten into your system before it kills you. Makes perfect sense. But if there's nothing there, then they're just going to damage normal tissue. So this is what happens in injury, though, for some reason. We've always seen it happen. Everybody always gets inflammation whenever you sprain your ankle or you get a sunburn or you get any other kind of injury. We think it's normal because it always happens. Well, it turns out the other major discovery is about nutrition, and that is that there's one amino acid that's been ignored because it's always been considered non-essential. But it turns out that it is essential to keep your immune system from overreacting to things or from reacting to injury as if you had an infection. And so that's really why we have chronic inflammation. And it's gotten worse in recent decades because of the typical diet that we have, which is basically more deficient in glycine.
So you're saying the standard
amino acid.
You're saying the standard American diet, what most Americans eat on a daily basis,
right,
is contributing to
right.
inflammation? This generation
yes,
is different
it is,
than,
it actually,
than those before.
Yes, because in previous generations, we used to cut the muscle meat off the bone of meat, fish, and poultry
right.
and throw the bones into the soup pot. Now we throw it into the trash, and that's where all the glycine is. Even when we have dairy, you know, little Miss Muffet didn't sit on her tuffet eating her curds.
Right.
She had her curds and whey. But now we usually just eat the curds. That's the cheese.
Wow.
And the whey has all the glycine. And the curds are... So actually, when you eat that unbalanced protein, it actually depletes the body of glycine because of the particulars of the metabolism of glycine and the other amino acids. And it's hard to imagine because you think, well, you know, if we're eating so much protein, we must be eating lots of all the amino acids. And it's true, but the more you eat of the what's called methionine, an essential amino acid, the more you actually use up glycine.
How interesting.
And this was actually proved a couple of years ago by a group in Oxford. They looked at vegans, vegetarians, fish eaters, and meat eaters. And they found that the meat eaters, even though they ate the most glycine, because they ate the most of all the amino acids, they had the least glycine in their blood. And the sad thing is that they couldn't explain it, but actually this was really the proof of what I've been saying for years now.
All right, Doctor, let's do this. Let's take a few calls. Our number here, my guest today, Dr. Joel Brend, and talking about glycine and how it helps to reduce inflammation. It may help everything from eye problems to diabetes, even the cancer. We should talk about that too. Joe's listening in Joliet, Illinois. And by the way, if you want to join us, it's 888-914-9149. You can get in now. I only have a few minutes left in the show, so feel free to dial in. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Hi, Dr. Brend. I have a question for you. I use your product religiously, and I love it. I just wanted to know that if there was a day that I specifically was achy after a workout, would it be okay to take an extra packet, or is that too much?
Well, it's always okay to take as much as you want, because Remember, sweetamine is basically a glycine supplement and has a couple of other non-essential amino acids in it. It's stuff that your body normally makes lots of, just not enough. And it's really harmless, and it goes through you quickly. There are some people who say it helps to take two instead of one. But before I would give it or sell to anybody, I took the equivalent of 5 packets a day for a month and tested my blood every week. And they're also in the literature, there are some clinical trials where they use this with a little bit of success for the treatment of major depression. And there they gave them up to 60 grams a day. So this is an amino acid basically that has been tried even at mega doses. And this is not mega doses. It's even then it's harmless. But the amount of glycine that's in sweetamine in a daily serving is basically my whole effort was just to try and get into your bloodstream what should be there for a normal, optimal, healthy state. It's not a mega dose. It's not a nutraceutical. I'm really just trying to. Right. There's really no secret to it. You know, it's about the equivalent of like 16 servings of Jell-O a day or a quart of bone broth. So it's just a little easier to take it as a single right. Serving measured packet rather than doing that. But it's very simple nutrition, simpler than most people imagine.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you, did it help you? I mean, do you find it beneficial?
Oh, I'll never go the rest of my life without using it. I used to be achy all the time. I'm 61 years old, and I was having issues with my back and everything. I've been using it, I think, about 3 years now.
Wow.
Dr. Brin has been sending it to me. I heard him first on your show, Drew,
yep.
And probably the first time he was on. And after a month, see, it isn't something that you just notice a difference right away.
Yep.
You just notice a difference in a month that, wow, I don't feel bad anymore. And that's the way it works. And you just have to remember what you did that changed, that the reason you're not feeling that kind of achiness anymore.
Yep.
It really works good.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and sharing. Doctor, it's funny because... Yeah, I got to be honest. Sometimes I don't want to sound like an infomercial on this show. You know, credibility is everything to me, especially with my audience. And those who listen to me trust me, and I want to be very straightforward about these types of things. And you got guys like Joe. I remember a truck driver called him one time. I was at a. I have a friend of mine who's a surgeon, and basically we were talking about your product. They had listened to you on the air. And I was sitting down with his brother-in-law, who's an orthopedist, and the orthopedist was talking about his son, who had, some sort of problems. I don't know whether it was his knees or aching or whatever. They ordered your supplement. They began to take it, and he was singing the blues. I won't give his name out over the air, but I know that he's a very prominent physician, and I'm sure he probably contacted you. He said he wanted your number. I passed it along to him, and I think he even did a promo for Relevant or something along those lines. But when the medical community begins to embrace it, I think that's a good thing. What has been the fruit of it? And with balance too, it's not a cure-all for everything. And I don't want people thinking, oh, this is going to totally change my life. But, the claims are pretty broad. When you say it can help with everything from, eye problems to diabetes, that's a big range.
Right, because most of these things are due to a chronic state of inflammation. So remember now, when you feel sick, let's say you get the flu,
right.
You actually have an infection. The reason you feel sick, you feel feverish, you feel achy and painy is because your body's actually fighting an infection. And those symptoms are caused by these first responders doing their thing. They make you so you don't feel like getting up and going anywhere. You don't feel like eating. You just need to fight an infection. And that's what they're doing. The fever is to try and kill bugs. It's all part of the armament of your immune system to get rid of that infection. Now, if you have diabetes, what happens is that you actually, because of a glycine deficiency, you are then acting, your immune system is acting as if you're sick. So then that becomes the new normal. You feel kind of sick, and actually your immune system is doing the same thing that makes you feel sick when you really are sick.
Yeah.
Now, how do we know it's glycine deficiency or, I didn't hear about that from the Diabetes Association. Well, it's very interesting because there was a study done just a couple of years ago, about 2 years ago. There was a study of studies, a meta-analysis of something like 45 different studies that all showed that when you compared diabetics and pre-diabetics to normal people, or people with normal blood sugar who don't have diabetes or pre-diabetes, all of them had lower glycine. It's become a remarkably good predictor for who's got diabetes or pre-diabetes or who will get it. Wow. And then on top of that, 10 years ago, there was a very well done published clinical trial in Mexico City that showed that glycine, 15 grams a day, which is like two packets of sweetamine a day for a month, actually reversed type 2 diabetes. It lowered hemoglobin A1C from the diabetic range from 8.3 down to 6.9 into the non-diabetic range. And why the world doesn't know about it, I don't know. There are a lot of things like that. There's so many journals and so much information. There is so much that's sort of known but not known.
Let me ask you about that.
It's
somebody
in the literature, but it's buried.
So somebody who's pre-diabetic, you know, their blood sugars might be higher. Are you saying sweetamine will help that?
Help me.
That's amazing.
I was tripping into diabetic range 12 years ago. My fasting sugar was up to 129, and 125 is considered the cutoff for diabetes.
Right.
And there are, you know, I have a lot of customers now who report that also, that the diabetes is gone.
That's amazing.
You know, they don't need the medication anymore. But, you know, it's none of this is really in the literature yet much. I guess from diabetes you could more make a claim, like I've been saying, it will help diabetes because there is that clinical trial in the literature. And it's not as if it's one trial among many trials that don't show it. It's where are all the other trials? And unfortunately, you know, economics gets involved, and there is, you know, the treatment of diabetes. There was just an article in the British Medical Journal that came out this week that said that 10% of the world's adult population now has diabetes. This is crazy.
That is crazy.
10%. And so you see there's an enormous, enormous industry built around diabetes and diabetes medications, and that just has so much economic momentum. These things take a lot of time for new knowledge.
Let me do this. I'm sure a lot of people want to get plugged into the literature and into your product. If people want to learn more about it, what's the best way to connect to your glycine supplement? How do they do that?
Oh, just sweetamine.com. Sweet, sweetamine, sweetamine.com. And if I know a lot of your listeners may not use the internet all the time, we do have a phone number, and we can send some literature, actually, the old-fashioned way.
What's the number?
We can snail mail them some stuff through our phone number, which is they can call at area code 845-231-4840. And
so that's
then, we can.
It's 845-231-4840, 845-231-4840, or go to sweetamine.com. I have to take a short break, Doctor. When we come back, let's talk more. I'll grab a few more calls. You know the routine here, my good friends. Time is the enemy. You know, I only have a few minutes. So if you want to join us, 888-914-9149. You can try to get in. If you're on hold, I'll do my best to get you on the air as well. I'll be back with more right after this.
Catch up on something you missed. It's all online on the Relevant Radio archives. This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.
All right. We're talking today with Dr. Joel Brand. He is a very gifted doctor. He's been researching extensively, inflammation. He's come up with a product that supposedly is just bearing really good fruit. And we're just talking about chronic inflammation right now and what can be the problem with. And it's everything from eye problems, diabetes we've talked about. But during the break, Doctor, you and I were talking about autism, which seems to be increasing in the country, not just our country, but around the world. This opioid epidemic that has just destroyed so many families. And even traumatic brain injury, you say that this can have a positive effect on, and again, that's such a wide spectrum of issues.
Yes, because it's just inflammation. And as I said, there is broad agreement that so many issues are rooted in chronic inflammation, and that list keeps growing, right? These eye problems that I mentioned before, that's a new set of issues that's being added to the list. But the ones that you just ticked off now, autism, for example, the reason for that is that whenever there is not just injury, but there are normal things that go on in the body just from normal existence where cells die. tissue dies and the mess has to be cleaned up by these macrophages, these cells that go around and are supposed to clean up the mess, but they will get activated and cause inflammation if there's an infection around or if there's not enough glycine around. And when the brain is developing, even, you know, before birth and then for several years after birth or even a couple of decades, the development of the brain tissue involves the growth of neural tissue and then the removal of the excess tissue. It's kind of like embryonic development is a little bit like, you know, the paper dolls thing. You know, you have a round circle and then you sort of make cutouts, you know, in between. So like when a hand develops, you know, the space is in between the fingers. There was tissue there at one point and then it got removed and taken out. And that's how the brain develops. And so there's a lot of work for the macrophages of the brain. They're called microglia. These are the cells in the brain, which, because the whole body has these cells embedded within every organ, are these first responder cells whose job it is to remove damaged or dead tissue, whether it's due to an injury or due to a developmental program like the development of the brain or due to normal stresses and strains, just like blood circulating into your coronary arteries and causing causing little micro injuries, which if they result in inflammation, it gets chronic, you get atherosclerosis. Cancer, for example, we know that ovarian cancer is directly proportional to how many times a woman ovulates. Well, ovulation is a violent thing that happens actually on the surface of the ovary, causes injury. And so in so when I was talking about autism, also chronic brain injury in a mature brain or a developing brain, whenever there's injury, see, if a guy's on the football field, right, and he gets smacked in the head, right, and he goes down and maybe he even goes out for a few seconds and then it's, are you okay? You okay? Sure, coach, I can go back in there. And then he goes back in and he plays the rest of the game. Well, obviously his brain wasn't broken. What happened after that? That's the chronic inflammation. Instead of just healing, it went into chronic inflammation. And so these concussions lead to this chronic traumatic encephalopathy, this long-term injury that ultimately can really destroy the brain. So there's that. And then, you know, I was talking about the opioid epidemic. That's because, you know, this opioids, largely people get addicted because they get prescribed opioids to treat chronic pain from old injuries.
Well, Dr. Otero,
chronic inflammation going.
I got a hold of there. People can get more info by going to sweetamine.com. You can read all the articles and information that's there. Sweetamine.com. You can also call Dr. Brendan 845-231-4840. We'll have to talk more. I wish I had more time for you. I'm grateful for your contribution. I'm Drew Mariani. Until our paths cross again, I'm praying for you.